All right, welcome back. Thanks for coming back today. We've got a room full of people here, and I know we've got some people listening online too. So my name is Cliff Ernst. I have had the pleasure of co-chairing this event with Professor Miller for several years, and we're happy to have you guys here. Thanks for coming today. We're going to start out with a program that's kind of been, we've had it for years, and we're very grateful to the Texas Secretary of State Office for providing somebody to talk about how to deal with them, how to get things done. It's kind of unique. We have a kind of unique relationship, I think, in our state with the Secretary of State's office, where there are actual real people there that we can talk to. And we have one of them here today, David Eskew. David is a Baylor grad and a Baylor undergrad and a JD, right, David? So we're kind of continuing on a theme here. You think you might be the last Baylor guy on the program, though. So,
With honor.
and so David's going to talk to us about the things happening at the Secretary of State and how we can gracefully and successfully deal with our filings at the Secretary of State and so forth. So, thank you, David.
Thank you. Appreciate that introduction. And on behalf of my colleagues to my left, thank you for the opportunity to participate this year again. The session, we're going to do just a brief look at some filing numbers that we've seen the past few years. And then the bulk of the session is going to focus on practical tips that our office has seen and continues to see, and just some ways to navigate those. And then the last third of the presentation this morning is going to focus on our online resources, including our modernization program and progress there. So first, to follow one of the cardinal rules of public speaking and knowing your audience, it's clear that LLCs continue to be the entity of choice in Texas and have been going past the years on the screen, but definitely calendar year 2021 on. And just a brief overview of the active Texas entities as of the beginning of June of this year, LLCs nearly about three quarters. So the formation trends carry over to the census as well. So this next section, the practical tips, some of it will be an overlap from previous sessions, and that's because we continue to see some of these issues and want to continue to focus on them to avoid any issues or rejections with your filings going forward. For general partners of Texas limited partnerships, if they are filing entities, amending the formation document or the application for registration for one, won't revise or alter the record for the other. So, for example, a Texas LLC that's the general partner of a Texas limited partnership and the general partner changes its name, we're not, the Secretary of State's office isn't going to review the records to determine whether that entity is the named general partnership, and we're not going to update the records of the limited partnership to reflect that general partnership change. And the rationale being that to do so requires two separate filings. So if we receive that first filing for the general partnership change, the name of the general partner change, that's what we're going to change. So to ensure that the record for that limited partnership remains accurate and correct, it's always best you would have to file the amendment to the limited partnership certificate of formation in addition to any filing to change the name of the general partnership, the entity general partner. So for limited partnerships that are registered as limited liability partnerships, we do link them in our records as an associated entity, but very similar to the entity general partner, they maintain separate filing records. And so any changes from one to the other have to be made by separate filings. And in the instance where the underlying limited partnership ceases to exist, whether by merger, conversion, or some other termination, consider withdrawing the LLP registration in addition to that, just to maintain the record and not avoid any issues there.